generally get up real early, like at sunrise, yeah. and I guess because it's cooler, and then they'd come in at noon to eat,
yeah.
and then would they go right back out to work, or is mm-hmm. it, and come back?
I had a little wooden box that they could, my children, babies could lay down in, or they could stand up in, or they could sit down in. And I'd take it under one arm, just a little narrow one, and my baby in the other arm, the diapers and the water and things. I nursed all of mine, so I didn't have to carry the bottles. And I never failed to go to the field of work a single time.
So that you would have to
yeah.
go, you'd go to the field but come back in early enough to cook, or did you
yes.
have somebody else to cook? So you'd have
as
to cook?
I said, Reuben did a lot of it, my cooking. And
when he got old enough mm-hmm. to do that. So you had a busy life.
Yeah, sure did.
But did you all work during the week, but you didn't work on the weekend, is that right? On Saturday and Sunday,
no,
did you?
We went to church on Sunday. As I said, Saturday was yard sweeping day.
Oh, that's right. So you did around the house on Saturday?
Yeah. Well, I went to the field quite a bit on Saturday if we was behind with our work.
So there was the kind of thing that you did, whatever needed to be done, whenever it needed to be done,
yeah.
and it was whatever day it was, except
yeah.
Sunday that you really didn't work. How, and then at night, I guess that you did whatever, sewing, or did you make
yes.
clothes, and did your mother make the
when
clothes?
When it was raining.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Well, and the men would work on their implements and so forth
yes.
when it was raining, or do stuff close to home.
Sharpen the plows and so forth.
It sounds like you had a pretty tiring work because
yeah.
you get up early in the morning. And what did they? What would you say have for breakfast? A big
breakfast. We had our biscuit and meat and gravy, eggs.
Because it would be a long time before they ate again.
Yes.
Pretty long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what my mother always says. This will be the last meal you're gonna have for a long time. You better eat. Okay, so then you would go, you would have to clean up before you'd go out to the fields. What you were describing sounded like it was almost like a playpen kind of thing, but smaller,
mm-hmm.
that you put the baby in.
It was just a little long box that they could lay down in when you went to sleep. But it was thin wood, you know, where I could carry it myself.
Yeah. Would you, you'd put them over in the shade, I guess,
mm-hmm.
but where you could see them.
Yeah.
When they got a little bit older, what did you do? How'd you keep up with them?
Oh, they help.
How old would a child be when they started helping? 3 or 4 or 5?
Yeah, just as early as they could carry a hoe.
Really? And would use it, would do the hoeing and the
mm-hmm.
weeding and that kind
yeah.
of thing? And what did y'all, did you talked about growing cotton before. Is that the main crop?
Yes.
Corn and cotton?
Corn and cotton.
And then you had
and
a garden?
Wheat.
And wheat. What kind of them? Does
oats
wheat need any?
No cultivation to wheat.
And how about oats?
No.
Okay, so then this would, when do you harvest that? I've seen somebody out harvesting mm. today. What, that wouldn't be?
4th of July.
What is that? The wheat?
Uh-huh. Wheat and oats is usually cut around 4th of July.
And how do they, what do they do with it? How do they store it? Where do they take it? Or what? I don't know what you do with it.
Get it in bundles and tie it with a straw.
Just like the pictures you've seen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what do they do with it?
Well, now they have combines that goes through the field and cuts it and
stacks.
Shells it out. Everything now, the combines do. But back when we grew it, we had to cut it with a scythe, a sickle, what is it you call it?
Something.
A cradle. I believe they call it a cradle.
So it was hand cut?
Uh-huh, yeah, done by hand. And I've gone behind them and picked it up, you know, and tied it in bundles.
And then they come back along and pick up the bundles.
And stack it and then have a wheat thrasher to come to your house then and thrash it.
And